40 Ounce Review, show number 31. Jason and Al.
Get some.
We're back.
after our 6 month vacations.
Yeah. How come after every show we always have to say, we're back?
Shit, because we make so much money, we just go on vacations. Fuck it.
Shit, yeah. A show every quarter of a year, you know.
Shit, when you're banking two mil an episode.
the fans never know when we're going to show up.
Goddamn right.
So we're back. Show number 31, and I had to actually look at the website once again, like we always do. And it says here, January 12th. God. That's rough. Luckily, we don't have any sponsors anymore. We're rocking solo.
Oh, man. Funny.
Rocking on the solo tip.
Shit, five months.
Yeah. 5 months? No. Well, yeah. If you want to get technical.
Yeah, pretty much.
So here we go. He's Jason, I'm Al. This is 40 Ounce Review. We're reviewing 40s of malt liquor or whatever we can get that's close these days.
We're just getting old and lazy.
Yeah, well,
it's old. Close.
Whatever's close and whatever I have in the fridge, that's what it comes down to. So, you know, you started to say that I was drinking.
Fridge.
Before the intro.
Whatever's in the fridge or medicine cabinet.
Sipping on that scissor. Formula 44D.
Nail polish remover, bitch.
Nail polish. Rubbing alcohol.
Isopropyl. Shit, this Vicks ain't no joke. I'm sorry.
I was trying to think of the mouthwash that I wanted to reference, but couldn't think of that, so moving on. But so I am drinking ahead of time. I heard you just crack yours.
I haven't cracked it yet.
You didn't?
No.
I just thought I heard it in the background.
Look at you. I haven't. Bitch, just go with your intro.
That microphone is sensitive.
You're sensitive.
I'm drinking at the moment because I haven't cracked mine yet. This was a pre-show beer. I'm drinking this didn't come out before our last show. I'm drinking a Bud Light Platinum.
There you go. Nice.
But I'm going to still crack my 40 here. I'm going to finish this guy up and then run to the fridge. But this Bud Light Platinum.
Which is not malt or a 40, but good job.
It is not, but. What is the key thing here is the alcohol content, 6%. And you've tried them, right? Haven't you?
Yeah, man.
You get faded on those. I mean, it's like basically double.
It's bad for the past. I stopped it, but like a couple months ago, I'd get like a 12-pack and just leave it in the fridge. And that's what I drink over the weekend. But shit. I mean, I drink it like Bud Light, but then it creeps up on you like a motherfucker.
Well, that's what I'm trying to say.
It's not
it was
good.
Like double. So, you know, if you can put down five, six beers is no thing, but you know, if you got to work the next day type of thing or get up with some children's, you know, five, six beers is one thing, but you put down five or six of those Bud Light Platinums, you're doing double duty there. I'm like whacking down a 12 pack, you know?
Yeah, man. Yeah, it's sort of cold cocktail because when you slam a 40, you know damn well what you're in for, but when you slam those, you just think it's, you know, Coors Light or some shit.
Right. And, you know, the funny thing about it is they put it, the funniest thing ever, I think, about those Bud Light Platinums, and the reason I think they're going to fail, they're going to go the Zima route,
yeah,
is because they put it in that bitch-ass purple bottle. Did you notice that bottle?
Oh, yeah. You know,
the bottle just makes you seem like you're drinking a wine cooler. I'm like, God damn, it's not even, it doesn't, you know, you look at it, and you look at these brown bottles, and you feel a little harder, but you're sipping on Bud Light Platinum, and like... Your pinky in the air, you know.
is that how you do it?
I gotta admit, that's how I did it once, at least.
Pinky in the air. Nice.
Minimum once I did it like that.
Yeah, I'm not surprised.
So, anyways, but no, yeah, so I'm finishing up this Bud Light Platinum, and actually I'm hitting the bottom here, so why don't you talk it up while I head to the fridge real quick here. Keep the show rolling.
You're hitting some bottoms?
Jesus, you know what's funny here?
Straight out.
Hang on a second. Oh, we are taping the show. That's a good sign. 1 second, I'll be right back.
So am I just supposed to just keep
on the scissor?
So am I just supposed to keep babbling, keep the shit flowing? I'll take that as a yes. So I think I'm the only person probably in the country watching the Pistons close out the season, still watching that fucking NFL draft. Watching the NFL draft is like watching paint dry. But this is a damn exciting Pistons game. 95-71 Philly. Yep. Ben Wallace's final game. Shit. Pistons are horrible. Charlie V. He's going to be fucking the NBA All-Star next year. Jonas Jerebko. Oh, fucking clangs it. Big surprise. All right. So I'm sort of running out of shit to start babbling about. It's a damn good game. While Al goes, get his Bartles and James.
Shit, I just hear you talking about random shit here on my headphones.
I was just telling the listeners how you went to the fridge to go get your Bartles and James.
Oh, yeah. I already admitted that I'm drinking the Bud Light Platinum out of the purple bitch bottle, so come on, give me a break.
So how's the Bartles and James on Passion Punch?
It is pretty good, I gotta admit. So what's going on, man? Let's start. We haven't done a show in a while.
Oh, shit.
Well, God, we've got.
God damn. Yeah. 5 months, as we're saying.
So we're going to tell the listeners. We still hit us up on some email. We'll start off with that. 40ounce review@gmail.com.
Topless photos are always preferable.
Yes. With 40 ounces between cleavage. It's kind of nice.
Or Ugh. Without, you know.
Yeah. Or without. We can go, you can visit the website at 40 Ounce Review. Remember to spell out ounce, O-U-N-C-E, review.com. And check out the latest shows and whatever news that we put up there, which is very rare.
Or check us out on MySpace.
I should still keep that MySpace account open, man. JT owns that fucking website now.
Who does?
Justin Timberlake. He owns
MySpace?
He's the fucking CEO of MySpace, I think. I'm dead serious.
No, I'm sure you're right.
He fucking bought MySpace because it's all music-based now or something like that.
I wonder how much he paid for that.
I don't know. He probably got it for a fucking song. But I don't know if it's really worth it.
Literally.
Yeah, exactly.
For the rights to him, Crimey River. All right, here's MySpace. Thank you.
Right. But
I didn't know that.
So hit us up on that and Google Plus we're on, and we're on Twitter. Twitter.com/40ounce review. Followers, we were gaining some traction there, and then you went out and had another kid, so that fucked everything up. now we're back down to zero.
They'll come back.
We got to build up that base, you know what I mean?
Base.
That's right. So
we have zero followers?
No.
Wait, we blow that out of the water.
I can check that shit out, but if we were really curious about it.
Nah, it's okay.
Well, I figured that much.
only the hardcore fans are still around.
Only the hardcore fans.
The straight alcoholics is waiting for us to come back on.
God, yeah. So, man, we were thinking about doing a show, I guess it was about 3 weeks ago. We were really thinking about doing it. And you had some good material to talk about, man.
I did. What the fuck was it?
Fuck. Here's some pictures. Bum, bum, bum. Blowing up my cell phone. Backstage, dressing room.
Yeah.
Doing some prayer action to ODB. I'm like, what the fuck is going on here?
Funny. That's right.
Was this a work event was this a private event? Shit.
No. All right. So there's a decent story. No. There's this dude at work. He's really into Wu-Tang. I mean, like big time. Like,
okay.
And he's a huge Raekwon fan.
Right.
And as luck would have it, Raekwon was in town that weekend. But a little backstory. I mean, he's such a goddamn fan. He went to his concert, I forgot, let's just say like 9 months ago, fuck it. And somehow he's just like this complete bullshitting with his manager. And despite bullshitting with him, he got backstage. And this is a good fucking story. It's all coming back to me now.
You're all getting hyped now.
Yeah, because he's just bullshitting with his manager, blah, blah, blah. And then he got backstage. And God, who's on concert? It was Raekwon, Ghostface, and I think RZA.
Okay.
I think it was the three of them. And there's probably some other ancillary fucking Wu-Tang centers, probably like 500 of those fuckers.
Yeah, exactly.
So somehow he got backstage. And it's funny if you mean it, like, he's definitely not that kind of dude. So he somehow got backstage, and
this is without you, right?
Yeah, without me. This is just he and his wife. So he got backstage, and fuck it, he got in their dressing room, and so so he So he's just talking to this manager, talking him up and shit. And then he goes, "Hey man, I got some bottles in my car. Do you mind if I go to my car and you know, I bring in all the liquor?" The manager's like, "Yeah, fuck it, do it." So he goes, so he's like, "What the fuck?" So he goes to his car. He grabs like 3 or 4 bottles of Goose. And he goes back in the dressing room, and they're all drinking, and all of a sudden, you know, the 3 members come in, and you know, he introduces himself, he pours them all drinks, they're all talking shit, and he said, you know, they're all just getting fucked up. It's not just liquor.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. And the fucked up thing, it's funny. You know, like this is in South Beach, and I think it was Ghostface. Ghostface said to him, like, he doesn't know from anybody. He's like, "All right, so you know what's going on tonight? You know what club should we hit?" My friend's like, "What the fuck?" So my friend's like, "All right, let's go to Cameo. Cameo's a place in South Beach." And RZA and Ghostface all they're like, "All right, fuck it, let's go." So he rolls with all of them. He's like their fucking party promoter. Keep in mind, for the company I work with, yeah, he's not in sales or marketing or anything. He's straight numbers. He's a straight like finance guy,
accounting or some
shit.
Yeah,
some shit like that. So he's like, "Holy fuck!" So he's like the straight party promoter for these guys. Takes them all to the club. He gets it. He
well, how do you? I mean, okay, yeah. Let me interrupt though. So just to back up here.
Yeah.
So he's. That night, he's quote unquote the designated party promoter. And how do you turn that into when you walk up to a club, you're not going to wait in the fucking line that's like 200 deep. You're going to like, you're showing up with RZA and fucking Ghostface and who, you know, Raekwon. I mean, how the fuck do you turn that into, hey, look who I'm rolling with?
It's one of those things, he walks to the front of the line and you, you know, talk to the bouncer and just try to get on his good side. And if he sees who you're with, he kind of, the bouncer's cool and he recognizes them, then the bouncer just lets you in. And
okay,
plus, it helps that, you know, hey, you know, I'm here to get a table. And if you get a table, I think a bottle costs like $600.
God damn.
Yeah, so if you roll like with, you know, 8 people, you can get more than one bottle. So it's like $1,200 right there.
God damn.
Yeah, it's fucking ridiculous. Yeah, so it was fucked up. Yeah, so we got in. You got a table. And he's partying with them. To like
so Wu-Tang, those guys just – but those guys just – figured this dude was gonna pay for all their shit.
I'm not quite sure how that quite. Knowing him, he probably said he would or something. But
okay.
But still, I mean, they're asking him where to go, and they're fucking rolling with him. I'm like, what? I'm like, this is some bullshit. He's like, no, here, look. He showed me photos on his iPhone. Yeah, I mean, he's sitting there with him. I got a little fucked up because they're sending photos like around 4 a.m. They're like all, I think it's like Ghostface is like all over his wife. His wife is like, yeah, I'm loving this.
Shit.
What the fuck? So he sort of made a connection with him then. He made more of a connection with their manager, with Raekwon's manager. So when Ray came back in town the other week, they're texting back and forth, so they're able to get all of us on the list. Yeah, so that's how I got to the concert.
God damn,
it's crazy.
So he just like made friends with these guys, kept in touch with them.
Yeah, and he still does. It's fucked up. It's crazy.
Well, you know what's funny about this though? The story is that I really believe this, and for some reason I don't think it's crazy now because you're the second person this has happened to.
Oh, really?
Yes. Good. So I have a little story of my own, but it's I'm not involved in the story.
Uh-huh.
But the last company I worked for way back when, the one that went out of business, Borders,
yeah.
I'll just mention it. They went out of fucking business. Anyways, the last company I worked for, this is about 2 years ago. There's a club here, a local little place that people played at. And hell, I mean, John Lennon's played at it during this mid-70s. It's called... God damn it. Why am I'm horrible with this type of shit. We're remembering not the Cavern Club. It's in fucking Ann Arbor. A Blind Pig. It's called the Blind Pig.
All right.
This bar has been around like since the late 60s. And like a lot of people have come through Nirvana before they were big. They fucking played this stage. It holds like 300 people. That's it.
Yeah.
And that's the one I just saw Talib Kweli at.
Oh, that's right.
Back in October.
Yeah.
So anyways, all these people, John Lennon has played there. All sorts of people have been through this place, you know, Bob Seger. Well, a lot of hip hop guys will roll through there too. And 2 years ago, yeah, that's right. 2 years ago, I guess Raekwon was there with Ghostface and some other, like I said, offshoot of some other fucking dudes. I even think Method Man was there.
Really? Sure.
Yeah, he was there too with them. You know, they were doing some promotion of some shit. Whoever's album was out, they're just mini tour. You know, they're not as big as they were in the early 90s, but they're still big. I mean, you got that following, but it's that niche now.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Straight hip hop heads are there.
Yeah, you gotta be into it to know
real
what it
into
is.
It. Yep.
Shit, I went and saw Wu Tang at the fucking Palace, and you know, it was sold the fuck out.
Shit.
That's when they were huge. But anyway, so somebody I knew at Borders had no fucking clue who Wu-Tang Clan was.
Shit.
And they were driving home on the interstate here, which is Interstate 94, and they were leaving work out of Ann Arbor, headed east towards Detroit. All these fucking details. Anyways, they're driving down the fucking road. This is part of the story, though. They're driving down Interstate 94, and all of a sudden, boom, they get a fucking flat tire, blah, 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 fucking blowout. Shit, it's like a 2 in the fucking morning, and I think they were just working late as hell, crunching numbers like an accounting department again. Maybe there's some sort of theme here. Maybe these guys are checking into accounts or something.
Funny.
But, you know, they were working after hours, late as fuck, putting, you know, burning the midnight oil and fucking blowout. And they fucking were over on the side of the road like, oh, shit, you know, and they couldn't fix the flat tire. Next thing you know, this fucking limo just pulls over to the fucking side of the road and fucking guys get out and are like, hey, man, you guys need some help with your fucking tire? And they're like, yeah. And no clue who the fuck this was. These guys roll out and it turns out it's fucking Method Man, like fucking Raekwon, fucking Ghostface.
That's crazy.
And they're fucking jacking this fucking minivan up on the side of the fucking road.
Shit.
Yeah, on 94.
Shit.
I don't know. I don't think I've ever told you this.
No,
and they're jacking
story.
It up. They had no idea who it was even. It was these three black guys that get out, and they were just helpful as hell, and they were funny, and they were just having fun, and it's like fucking 2 in the morning, and they were, you know, at first they're all skeptical, like, what the fuck is this? But it was like this limo that rolled up, and I guess they were headed back towards the airport, but they were staying in a hotel near the airport, you know, nothing like fancy or anything, but they were staying near one of the hotels near the airport. And they fucking jack up a tire, and they said, hey, man, do you know anything that's going on around here? We want to go out and party. And the guy was like, yeah, you know, I could take you out. And they explained to him who they were, where they were coming from a show. And they fucking followed him to his apartment.
Shut up.
I mean, we're talking in fucking Ann Arbor, some shitty apartment, you know, two-bedroom apartment.
Yeah.
The fucking limo follows him there, drops off his fucking minivan. He gets in the fucking limo, and they fucking drive down to downtown Detroit to fucking some club and fucking party it out all night long. And then they drive him back to his place, and then they head back to the airport.
Shit.
And I was like, shit, that didn't happen. And then you tell me this story, and I'm like, fuck, I believe it now. These guys must have nothing to fucking do. They come into these, not that it's podunk here,
right. But,
you know, they must go to some podunk cities, and they just don't know. They're like, what the fuck can we do all night, you know?
They're just so goddamn bored. They've done everything. Let's just start picking on random people to entertain us.
Yeah, and they're just looking for some locals to show them, like, shit, we need some shit to do. Show us a good time.
That's funny. That's a good story.
Yeah, so I was like, bullshit, fucking Ghostface Killer didn't break down and jack up your minivan and change the fucking tire. Right. And he's like, no, I'm telling you, they fucking jacked it up. I'm like, you got the guy. These guys were fucking with you. These guys were not the fucking Wu-Tang Clan members. But, you know, he did have me look at the dates, and they were in town that weekend. And I was just like, oh, shit. I guess you can chalk that one up to a good time, I guess, buddy.
There's no photos?
He had no photos. I mean, this was like, you know, 2-3 years ago when people were still rocking the Motorola Razr, you know, so
yeah,
the photo would be shady.
Shit, that's a good fucking story.
We're spoiled today with all this high def shit getting videos.
Yeah, no kidding. Man, that's some good shit. Funny.
So anyways, I just wanted to interrupt your story because of that one. It kind of made sense, kind of a connection there. But now then, you said you rolled in with these guys, your buddy.
Yeah, no, you just told a good story. Yeah, no, the concert we went to, it was here in Fort Lauderdale. There's probably, like 600 people there or so. They're all like straight hip-hop heads, just a bunch of fucking dudes.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, Raekwon finally came on, I think around fucking midnight or so. So you had a bunch of warm up acts. We're sort of standing around. My boy's like, "Hey, you know, let's get on stage." I'm like, "What the fuck?" I'm like, all right, fine." He's had a few drinks with me. So we got on stage, but sort of on the side stage. And he's like, "Hey, you know, fuck it, let's get backstage." I'm like, "All right, fine." So we did that, nobody was back there yet. Right? My boy's like, "Hey," he keeps pushing the envelope. "Hey, fuck it, let's go in the dressing room." All right. So we go in the dressing
room. So you were doing the old thing where you act like you belong.
Yeah, just there you go. There? Yep.
Okay.
But it's a little more difficult because, let's face it, I was the only white guy.
Gotcha.
Exactly. So, we're in the dressing room for a little bit, just kind of sitting there talking shit and we're drinking and stuff. Yeah, and then all of a sudden, Raekwon, two dozen dudes all come in. I was like, whoop. I just kind of went immediately to the wall. And my boy, he immediately went to the bar, act like he belongs. He's like, "Fellas, what's up? Drinks?"
Did he bring shit with him?
He did, but he started pouring their stuff and all that. And then when everybody started to get real loose, he went back to his fucking car and he brought him more bottles. It was like pouring for everybody again.
But the security and everybody let him through?
Yeah, they could give a fuck, you know, as long as he brought in bottles, which is so odd. Yeah, again, also, you know, act like you've been there. So he brought in bottles, act like you've been there, real confident. So we're back there. I was feeling a little fucking awkward. Everybody's like blazing back there and stuff. And then I'm just kind of playing the wall, you know, playing straight camouflage, trying to blend in the wall.
Yeah, but were you talking to anybody or no?
No, I felt awkward as shit.
God damn it. I would have at least said something like, "Hey, man, what's up? Great show, you know."
No, I'm just like waiting for someone to look at me and say, what the fuck are you doing in here? It's like, whoop.
Well, because you were standing there, they probably wanted to say that. What the fuck is this guy?
Oh, that was funny. And that's what, like, also, like, Raekwon, like, he stood up on that couch. All right, shut the fuck up. All right, this goes out to my homie who passed away. I'm like, oh, fuck, I'm feeling awkward now. So he gave some little fucked up speech, and after that, you know, he got up, he went on stage, and he's fat as fuck now. He's like a little fucking Santa Claus.
He's fucking huge, dude.
He's
huge. Always been fat as fuck.
He's huge. His set sort of sucked. I mean, his set was probably like a good 40 minutes, and he performed like three ODB songs.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, and then in the middle of a set, he had some R&B singer come up for like 10, 15 minutes. While the R&B singer was performing, he just sat down. That was an end. We all went backstage again, and then Raekwon started going to South Beach, and then I was completely out, but my friend, he's like, "Fuck it, I'm going. And they all went to fucking South Beach. And he was supposed to do He did another show. I think that show was like at fucking 3:30 a.m. My friend went and got fucked up and did the same thing again.
Jesus, dude. And keep in touch with these dudes. He's going to be leaving your company and rolling with these guys, some management with them or something, them up.
I know. It's funny because that crowd was all straight hip-hop heads and all that sort of stuff. And then as soon as you walk outside that area, it's all like really preppy and not that way. And I went to a bar, and
where was this at? Sorry, where was the show at?
Fort Lauderdale.
Okay, the show was in Fort Lauderdale. Yeah. Okay.
So I went to a bar. It's like across the street. It's like in this area. There's just a ton of people outside. Again, everybody's looking real preppy and all that sort of stuff. So I went to this one bar. I told you this. It was really crowded, like a bunch of college kids and stuff. And there's this one dude, he had his head on backwards, he's with these two normal-looking, average-looking people, and nobody fucking recognized him. It was Matthew Stafford. That's fucking crazy. Yeah, he's just sitting there having a beer, just kind of talking to his friends.
That was the same night?
Same night. Yeah, it's like right across the street. It's crazy. And nobody recognizes his ass. He's wearing a backwards Georgia hat. Just chilling.
Okay, for all the listeners out there, okay, I'm going to tell you right now. This motherfucker, Jason, runs into everybody, whether it's on an airplane.
He's fucking going out.
You live in places like, you lived in Chicago when the show started, and you travel for work and all that stuff. But you run into people, and it amazes me because I know so many people that travel that have never, ever run into anybody. and they travel to Europe. They travel everywhere. People at work. They never want to. The only other person I know that's ever run into anybody sat next to Kwame Kilpatrick during all the trial shit.
Funny, in
first class. And that's the only
first
time.
Class, funny.
Yeah, during all the shit, too. It was funny.
Kwame.
So.
Good shit.
That's the only person I know, but you.
What?
This motherfucker, okay, listeners, this guy catches a cab with Danny Glover after he had the controversy with the cab shit and people wouldn't pick him up and all that. He meets Kobe Bryant in the fucking Nike store in fucking New York. I remember all this shit because in New York City, the store closes. Blah, blah, psh, people lock down the fucking store. Here's Jason in the store gazing at some shoes or some fucking t-shirts. What? Why is the door locked? Oh, fucking, I'm the only guy in the store with Kobe.
Shit. I remember that one. Shit.
Oh, I'm sitting on a plane. Shit. Rick Ross is in the seat next to me.
Good memory. Shit. Shit. I remember the Kobe one. That was such a long time ago. That was before the whole Colorado thing.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, so it was before he was really big. I remember that.
He was pretty big still. Yeah. You're right. Yeah, he was right. It was before that. Yeah.
Funny. I mean,
God damn it. I mean, you run into people, though. I mean,
this is fucking
regardless, bad. You're like, I'm hanging out. Oh, shit, there's Jay-Z. I'm in his club.
That's never happened. Like, but.
What do you mean? You were in the 4920 club or whatever the fuck
he's in. 40 club. Yeah, but I've never fucking. I told you that story. Fucking this babbling. No. I mean,
I know.
Yeah, this is a name dropping. Like, we went there, and like, it's like, I don't know, like 99% African American. The reason I say that is because my wife and I went. The bouncer saw us, and we just got in line. Bouncers thought we were somebody, or we were like,
yeah, because like, who the fuck would be here?
Exactly. So they just quickly ushered us in. They sort of pushed us in like the white corner, like away from everybody. We're like, okay, awkward.
See, but you know, the funny thing about you is that, like I said, you run into all these people, athletes, all these people, and the thing is you never approach them, not even you got to like all fan, like, hey, I got to get in your business or whatever like that. You just never even go, hey, dude, Matthew, what's up, man? I'm a fan. Can I get an autograph? Sure.
Hey, you're a 25-year-old dude. How are you?
Dude, do you realize how many people? You're a professional athlete. You want to get an autograph and, you know, put it on your wall.
He's out of town with his friends. Fuck that.
Dude, he would have been like, what's up, dude? I'm from fucking Georgia. Shit.
Funny.
You could have been like, Bulldogs, man. Throw up the fucking spears and or steers and queers, whatever the fuck it is, you know, on your fingers.
Shit, that's Texas.
Yeah, oh, that's right. That is Texas. That's not Georgia.
Is it Georgia? Uga or Uga, the Bulldog?
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, whatever his name is.
What the fuck? Anyways,
I'm surprised you didn't have a Georgia Bulldog hat rocking in the car. I'd look at
what the fuck are you talking about?
You love all that college shit. You probably got every team in your fucking car in case you run into somebody.
Shit, no, I do have a lot. I do have a ton of college shit because of my travels. So like
you're like, goddamn Jeff Smoker, there you are.
I don't wear that much college shit anymore because like I used to. And I used to have all this Texas shit just because, you know, I'd been to Austin a few times, like their logo, I was like, fuck, I'll just buy it. But a few times on the street, I get people stopping me. Hey, do you know such and such? I'm like, no, I'm a straight poser.
You're just like, I like the Longhorn shit, all right, relax.
Then you feel like a complete douche.
Yeah. What, were they asking you if you actually know people or do you know the player?
No, well, they start dropping local shit. And, you know, I just have some completely dumb look in my face, like, yeah,
did you go to PT O'Malley's?
Exactly. Like, B dubs? Yeah.
Right.
So what's up with you?
Those are some pretty good stories, man. Look at that segue. That was a shitty segue.
That's a shitty story.
Well, let me tell you, my friend, I'm getting faded here. We didn't even talk about what 40s we're drinking. I heard you crack yours.
I did.
What are you drinking?
Fucking OE.
Oh. Classic.
Mm.
God damn it. I am drinking Colt 45.
Ah, the Colt.
The Colt. You know, my neighborhood Circle K party store carries the Colt in large quantities.
Oh.
I always feel like I need to contribute.
Oh, I got another story since I'm drinking this shit. This pops in my head now. This is a real quick story. I came home like a few months ago. You know, like, This neighborhood blows dick.
And saw the wife doing what?
Oh. Hello. You know, this neighborhood sucks ass. You know, I think we talked about that before. How there's a ghetto liquor store like two
the one I walked around shirtless?
What?
Remember when I came to visit you and I was like, God damn, it's hot out here. And I fucking walked around the place shirtless. And you're like, you're walking around the streets shirtless?
Oh, yeah.
It's like, shit, yeah.
Yeah, it's a big mistake.
Anyways, go ahead.
Because this neighborhood's ghetto, it's very homosexual. And it, I learned that's like a sign if you walk around topless near a dude.
You're sending signals?
Yeah.
That's shit, I was just looking like I was sweaty and went for a run, though,
no,
man.
That's a straight calling card.
What?
It is. I don't know. That's just what I've heard.
So is leaving your garage open for thieves.
Nice.
Okay, go ahead. Go all with right. that story.
All right, so this neighborhood sucks ass. So I came home, I don't know, fuck it, a little while ago, and there's a car in the driveway that doesn't look familiar, and the car is running.
In whose driveway?
In my driveway.
Okay.
I'm like, what the fuck? You know, this is after work. It's like a Tuesday or Wednesday. It's like at 7 o'clock. And this is before daylight savings time, so it's pitch black out. So there's a car in the driveway. It's running. I'm like, what the fuck? What do I do? So, you know, I open up the garage. I roll right in. I said, all right, fuck it. So I'm walking up to the car.
So it wasn't blocking your side of the driveway?
Correct. Yes, it was blocking one side. So I roll right in, you know, park the car, and I'm coming out. I don't really know what to expect. Like when I get to the car, it's like, "What the fuck are you doing? Are you getting high in here? What the fuck?" Or I rolled in my driveway. Why are you still here? So I walk up to the car, and the car is like a fucking Ford Taurus, all tinted windows.
Yeah, it's more like probably like a Ford. I know what you're talking
about.
So
I think
Grand Marquis or something like that.
I really think it was a Taurus.
Oh, really?
Yeah, okay. I know where you're going. But he rolls down the window a little bit, and it's exactly where you're going. It's a cop. Yeah, you know, but he's wearing his Teflon. It says Fort Lauderdale Police, and he's completely strapped, which you can see. And I'm like, is there a problem here? And he's like, we're just gonna stay in your driveway for a little bit. You don't mind, do you? We'll be leaving soon. I'm like, should I be worried? He's like, no, don't worry.
Why the fuck wouldn't he just pull on the street, though? I don't get that. It's private property. I don't understand that, but okay.
And he rolled up his window, and I went inside, and I kept looking out the window. He stayed in our driveway for, I don't know, like 15 minutes. And after that, he just quickly pulled out and raced down the street. It's like, what the fuck?
Was he scoping you?
No, I know. There's a corner down the street that's kind of, I think it's known for dealing.
Just hit the corner.
Steve. Nice, yes. So that was comforting. But you know, like when I ask him, yeah, should I be worried about something? I'm like, it's a stupid question. What's he gonna say? Yeah, you should be really fucking worried. So,
you know, Florida's got that reputation, to me at least, in the north here. Florida, the whole state has a reputation for like, just, you know, it's southern, but it's not southern. It's like a lot of people migrate there, but you know, the locals got that reputation. Like, you know, there's some hardcore weed heads there, man.
Yeah.
There's some hardcore shit there. It's the south. It's nice weather, you know, there's beaches.
Scarface. Yeah.
Forgot about that whole thing.
Yeah, you know.
Pablo Escobar and everything. Yeah,
nice.
I forgot about all
that. Nice. Yeah, so that was something else.
Good old
you almost done?
FTW. Yeah, I'm almost done, man.
Nice. FTW. What the fuck does the W stand for?
Isn't that Fort Lauderdale?
What's the W stand for?
No fucking clue. Was I right, though? Was that the airport name?
No.
FTW? What the fuck is Fort Lauderdale's airport?
I don't know. There's no W, though.
You don't know when you live there and fly in and out all the time? What the hell is it? You know, DTW.
Don't try to change the topic. FTW. What's the W?
What the fuck is DTW?
I don't know. I'm sticking with FTW.
I have no idea what FTW is, but DTW is Detroit. I don't know what the W stands for. Just
keep changing the topics. I don't want to hear this.
Damn. I'm just looking in this 40-ounce bottle, and there's some shit on the side of the bottle that looks like, almost looks like pepper chunks on the side of the fucking bottle. That doesn't really look. Maybe that's the malted hops. That's what I'm telling myself right now, but I don't know if it is.
Malted hops.
All right. Well, the listeners are in for a treat tonight because not only do we have some great stories for our No, we got some good stories tonight.
They're better than our average stories.
I would completely agree with you, but I think the listeners are in for a treat because we are broadcasting this show in new sound
HD.
Optics. Well, yeah, HD for sound. We're broadcasting the show in some new sound optics, so things will sound better.
Nice. And,
at least I hope they will. This was a good test.
Nice.
Or they might sound like complete shit after we get done.
That's something to look forward to.
Yeah.
That's a plus.
For what? You or I or what?
Right.
Or the two listeners.
Nice.
You know, we're gonna look at it live. I have not looked at the stats here. We're gonna look at it live.
We'll do it live.
You haven't listened in so long. It's pretty good lately.
Yeah, it's been forever.
It's good.
So what's up with Stern?
There's a lot of good shit going on. It's just,
where's Eric the Midget? Is he still around?
He's still around.
Is he calling it?
Oh, he's back on. Yeah.
What happened?
I don't know.
He said he's done.
I saw he's back on. That's when you left. That was like a year and a half ago. He's back. It's full thing again. Give me a second here. What the fuck? We're gonna look at 40-ounce review. And hit the old Googling machine here. See if I can log in. Okay, I'm gonna broadcast our login and password. Ready? 40-ounce review.
40-ounce review.
We might as well let people know what the login is. And the password is I love Zima.
Okay. What the fuck?
That is the wrong password. Shit, I thought that was the right password. Whatever. Who gives a shit?
Lions got offensive tackle.
Did they? Is that who they went with?
Riley Reif?
I was going to look at that. Did that just happen? Is it really that? God damn, 10:30 at night?
God, who can sit here and watch the draft? I mean, I'd rather murder myself.
Hey, you know what's funny about that? I had a discussion with you and I have had this discussion. This is the first year that the draft has gone. I think it's the first year because I don't pay attention. So, listeners, you'll probably jump all over it. The draft has never been in prime time until I think this year. This might be the first year. Typically, the draft is on a Saturday, and people have draft parties. And you and I visited you in Chicago one year. You took me to a Cubs game, and we were riding the train.
That's right.
And there were so many fucking draft parties.
Isn't that
funny? I was like, dude, I was like, there were White Sox playing and Cubs playing. And why the fuck are we having a party with Bears jerseys in fucking April? I didn't get that. And you were like, dude, it's just so fucked up. People just do this. Well, draft parties are like happening like mad, and I know they've been happening. I'm not ignorant when it comes to that, but tonight friends are calling me and they're just like, listen, fucking draft party tonight. We got people. We're hitting the fucking Applebee's. There's like fucking 80 people going. I'm like, Applebee's? What the fuck? Dude, I'm like, I got better shit to do. I mean, I'd rather watch the fucking grass grow.
Man, just fucking text me.
Dude, I said, I'll tell you what, I'm interested in the draft, NFL draft, definitely. But you know what? I'll look it out on my phone or fucking ESPN first thing in the morning and be like, oh, that's who they got. Cool. I'm not going to sit around for 7 fucking hours and watch every goddamn round.
There's nothing to watch.
I know there's nothing to fucking watch. I'm like, the NBA draft is more exciting than the fucking NFL, and the NBA sucks ass lately.
Yeah, because it's faster.
Yeah, it's faster, exactly.
Oh, this is horrible. This is so
there are
bad.
More teams and it's faster. The fucking NFL's like prime time now. Do. And they're like clapping and shit and people are like, yeah, fuck it.
It's 3 days now too. It's like, fuck.
Yeah, that's another thing. It's 3 fucking days. Okay. The NFL's just trying to make as much money as they fucking can.
Yeah, well, fuck.
And they are.
Yeah, you can't blame them.
Yeah.
Shit.
It's a complete sellout though. But listen, we are rocking with 25 fucking actual subscribers, not listeners.
Yes.
People subscribe to the podcast.
Goddamn
still.
Right.
The numbers are up. They jumped in the month of March for some fucking reason. I have no idea.
It fucking should.
And people are downloading the most shows that have ever been downloaded is show 20 now. I'm curious what show 20 is.
Show 20. I know which one that was. Is that the one?
No, you don't.
Is that the one where you try to sell?
Some bullshit. You're like, I know what show that is.
I forget it.
Okay, show 20, just so you know, is going back to 2008.
Nice.
And show 20 is... it says, not doing a show in such a long time made us forget that we needed to review 40s. A couple of quote 45s and a show number 20 is in the books. That's all I have for notes.
Is that the one where you try to blow yourself?
No, I think that's the show you actually tried to blow me, and I refused it. So,
wow.
So just to clear that up, you know.
Nice. And again, what is our website?
What is our website? We do not do enough of these shows for you to be asking that question.
Yeah, we don't.
40OunceReview.com.
Now, do you spell 40 ounce?
Shut up, asshole. I know. I have to specify that because there's a lot of people out there that are drinking 40s that, you know, they don't want to spell ounce. They just want to put the OZ going there. So I couldn't reserve that website, so fuck off, everybody.
40 ounce review. There it is. Show number 20. Shit. That must have been a fucking good one.
It must have been. I don't know why it's the...
Wow. Yeah, no fucking clue.
So, dude, I finish this fucking thing up because I got to work tomorrow and I think.
Yeah, you do too. So do I. Fuck. Great.
But while I finish this up, how's things going? Things going good, man?
Let's try to kill it. Good times.
I don't hear any kids screaming, so that's a good thing, right?
That's right. Yeah, it's great. I'm not going to get all into that, but yeah, since our last show, there's one kid.
I'm just saying.
No.
New addition, you know?
Oh, no, that's what I'm saying. Since the last show, there's one kid, now there's two. It's like, bam.
Yeah, so things are going good?
Yeah. I mean, yeah, everything's good. Shit, you've been there. It's fucking, the difference between one and two is like, the difference between night and day.
You know what's funny? I was just discussing it today. I'm in a sweet spot. It doesn't get sweeter than this. Listen, it's fucking great. Both kids, 4 and 2, fucking, they sleep. I say a lot of fuckings when I get drunk. Mm. They sleep until like 7:30 every day. Awesome. Every fucking day. Weekends, it's awesome. 4-year-old's on his own. He's self-sufficient. He gets up, does his thing. It's like, you don't even need to fucking check on him. Nice. 2-year-old gets up. Wants to just come and lay in bed when he gets up. It's like 7:30. It's like, let's crash for another half hour, you know? It's perfect. I'm in a sweet spot. I haven't been this way in 4 years.
So, fucker.
Oh, I mean, it's taken 4 years to get to this point. I know. But it'll get there.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Yeah, definitely not there.
Yeah. It wasn't like this like about 5 months ago, but it's there now. And it's just like, oh my gosh, I can actually count on a Saturday morning. Unless, you know, someone's puking in the middle of the night, which can always happen with kids.
Oh, yeah. The 2.5-year-old. He's good now. Like he'll get up around 7. Yeah, but it's about 7 o'clock. But it's going like, he doesn't scream anymore. Like he'll just lay there. So as soon as I open up the door, he's like, hey, big smile on his face. So,
right,
yeah,
right.
So he's good. But, you know, now having a fucking 4.5-month-old, that's like, it's like fucking rewind. It's like, oh my God, I forgot about this.
Yep.
You're always on guard if, you know, if she's sleeping or not. And every noise, you're like, what? Yeah. it's exhausting. Oh my God.
Yeah, I remember that. It's just like, whoa.
I know.
You know what?
I keep saying to wife, I feel like we're like two single parents living under the same roof. Because as soon as they come home, we just man a child. It's like nonstop until they both go to bed.
Oh, yeah. Straight up. I mean, it's just like your life's over. I mean, it's cool. What? But it goes by too fast and fuck it. It's just... It's amazing. My 4-year-old said to me today, he was like, or I said to my wife, he was just like, Mama, I'm giving up. He's like, we have a CD player in his room and he plays music for him. He's just like, I don't need it anymore. I'm a big boy. Oh, I don't need it. And she's like, what?
That's going to be hard if I call.
Yeah, and she was like, oh, damn. And, you know, he's just like, I don't need it. Give it to my brother. He needs it. Okay. So at nighttime, you know, it plays him. We have a lullabies that plays him, and it's like, oh, shit. So he doesn't need it anymore. He's a big boy. It's like, oh, shit.
Yeah, but it's hard.
But, you know, today it was great. I came home, and my wife tutors in the evening, and she takes off, and I got the kids as soon as I walk in the door. I mean, I don't even get to barely take my shoes off. Yeah. So I was like, oh, shit, I got to make dinner. You know, tonight I made baked beans and hot dogs and cut it all up and everything and some vegetables and stuff. And I'm like, oh, yeah, I got this whole thing going. And, of course, my two-year-old is like, oh, yeah, you know, he takes like two spoonfuls of baked beans. Wow. And eats some hot dogs, you know, and he loves it. And Nicholas, awesome. Or I dropped the name there. My oldest is eating his baked beans and stuff, you know, and I bribe him. I always tell him, you know, if you eat your whole dinner, we got a treat after dinner. You know? And tonight's treat was like mint chocolate chip ice cream.
Nice.
You know? So it's like, if you eat your whole dinner, you get this. So my youngest is eating, really? And he eats it. And then all of a sudden he's just like, oh, fucking puked everywhere. God damn it.
Sucks.
So it's like, oh, shit. You know, so like I said, puke can just fly anytime.
Yep. Yeah, yeah. God.
So he was covered in puke and I had puke all over me. And it was like, oh, shit. And I'm trying to get my four-year-old to finish his dinner and there's puke everywhere. Oh, and then the dog's trying to lick the puke off the floor. And it's like, fuck me. It's
constant mayhem. Yep.
And you know, and then I got to strip him naked, and I'm in the kitchen sink washing him off, and it's like, fuck, is it? I'm like, has he got a flu, or did he choke on a piece of the hot dog? You know, it's like, fuck.
I know, man.
Turned out he was good. He still wanted to wrestle and run around, and in the end, Daddy gave him ice cream, which I probably shouldn't have, but fuck it.
Yeah, I know. It's crazy. Yeah, my daughter just started daycare this week, so the wife's been driving.
Hurting?
Yeah, it sucks. Been driving both kids to daycare, and that's been a complete bitch. But anyways, to relate to what you're saying, she's on the expressway today, and all of a sudden, the infant, just like completely erupted in the back seat, like throwing up everywhere. It's a complete flow.
Yeah.
So the wife's like, fuck.
Got to pull over and deal with that?
Pull over on the side of the expressway, cleaned them up, and then I think some state troopers stopped by the car, make sure everything's okay. It's like, oh my God. This fucking mayhem. God.
Yeah, I can relate, dude.
Unbelievable.
I'm throwing up the horns again right now.
Yeah, it's funny. I was trying to do that work. I was like, he was asking how the home life was. I was like, you know, there's champagne in the champagne room, but there's no.
Yeah, exactly.
But there's champagne.
Or no sex in the champagne.
But, or maybe in our case, there's 40s in the champagne room.
That's right.
But there's no.
That's right.
K-fucking-otic.
You should have took Wu-Tang to the Tootsies.
There you go. Nice. Nice.
You know, I feel awkward in those places now, but Tootsies, I got to recommend Tootsies Fort Lauderdale. Awesome.
Place is fucking
so
huge.
Big, you just blend in.
Yeah,
that place is huge. I mean, hell, you could walk in and order a pizza for the family in the back room. Remember we saw that?
Oh, yeah.
It's like we're at the bar. There's pool tables in the back, but you got to walk all the way through the motherfucker to get back to the restaurant area, the carry out.
Yeah, but
and people are like, yeah, I got a large pizza for a family of four. What the fuck?
But like, how many people are there? Probably, I don't know.
1,000?
That's huge.
God damn, it's a Home Depot.
It's fucking huge.
Wasn't it in the spot of a Home Depot,
yes,
you said?
Yes.
Well, then there you go. And that'll do it for you.
1,000
you know?
People. Fuck.
Yeah, right. Right.
Oh, well.
All right, well, this is we got to wrap this shit up, I think. So I'm drinking this Colt 45. You're drinking OE. I think we drink these two malts, like, it seems like every episode. But like
it's
we fucking said,
nearby.
It's whatever's nearby. We're running out of variety. I don't have the fucking – we don't have the ability to drive around and go, oh, no, shit, we got a new malt. That's not what this show's about. This show's about bullshitting and drinking a 40 and reviewing it. If we come across a new one, bonus.
Yeah, so be it.
So be it. You're right. That's a good point. So I'm going to give my Colt, I'm going to rate our my 40 with a brown paper bag rating of, it's Colt 45. Is it out of five? Five bags, I think. Five bags. I'm going with the four bags on the Colt 45. I can't go wrong. I really do like the Colt 45.
Nice.
So.
Fuck, what's fucking OE? Fucking OE's original. So I'm going straight up five as well.
Five bags for the OE. Okay. I would agree with you there if I was drinking it tonight, unless it was skunky. Is that the one you bought me the case of? Had it delivered to my house when my mom was watching the kids.
Hell the fuck yeah.
Some random dude in a fucked up, beat up Cadillac drops off a case of 40s on my porch.
Nice. You like that?
And my mom's like, I left them on the porch and you can bring them in.
That's good shit though, isn't it?
That was awesome. My mother was just like, what?
Had a case of 40s delivered to you. Fucking
and
nice.
It was a dude in a fucked up Cadillac with some like spinner rims and shit.
That's a good story.
That was a good story. I wish I would. I wish I witnessed it live, but I didn't. I mean, I wish I was upstairs, like, you know, rocking the baby, looking out the window, and seeing my mother answer the door. That would have been great.
That's a good fucking story. I like that one.
Yeah, unfortunately, I was at work, so I missed the whole thing. I just heard about it. My mom was like, I didn't know who this guy was, and he was carrying a box, and it said, like, Old English malt liquor on the side.
Especially from a mom's perspective. That's a good one.
Yeah. Exactly. She had no idea what those were. And I killed that motherfucker. Killed that box. There were pictures. They are on our website. Find them on Google Plus. Blah, blah, blah. Here we go. Anyways, five bags for the OE, four bags for the Colt 45. And for Jason and Al, shit, this is 40 Ounce Review.
Finally. All right. Yep. See ya.
See ya.
No made up nigga, I'm straight up nigga. Still in the projects where I came up nigga. On a scaffold doing 10 sets of 10, getting my weight up nigga. I'm no shooter, but my shooters that have your brain exposed. But I'll shoot five in a second, homie, and break your nose. Talk the past, I'm dead ass. I was living life fast with my pistol in the grass. Digging in my ass, trying to finish up the last so I can sit it in the stash. OE sweat dripping from the bag. Milk crate sitting on the ab while I'm looking left and right for them niggas with the bag. My mom's dishes really had crack on them. 12-12s and I kept them shit packed for them. Yeah, they came back for them. I could paint it so vivid cause I really lived it. If rack fail, I stack bail and show you how to
I'm
get.
In the club, bottle in hand, doing my two-step. While I got my gun in my pants, call it the
hammer dance.
Bitches dancing on a nigga when they feel the gun. I tell them we doing the
hammer dance. Two-stepping with my weapon on me. You good? I'm just checking on you. Stand a chance while I got this gun in my pants doing my hammer dance.
These LA times I wake up all one. House slippers and coffee, I know the paper go come. I drop shit to make the gangsters go dumb. Keep a bad bitch naked like my waist with no gun.
I'm for real, how you?
Got street power from the watchtowers to Howard U. How would you become me? I don't do what you cowards do. Flip 1,000 pounds of that sour D's in an hour, dude. I'm out my motherfucking mind, fuck a punchline. Salute my motherfucking grind. Ditching feds on the regular, they trying to catch a predator. Not the Chris Hansen type, but the Danny Glover kind. I'm a killer, everybody know I body your audio. When the shoddy blow, say goodbye to your body, yo, you mighty gold. You don't think that I'm about this ice grill, nigga? Put your money where your mouth is.
I'm in the club, bottle in hand, doing my two-step. While I got my gun in my pants, call it the
hammer dance.
Bitches dancing on a nigga when they feel the gun. I tell them we doing the
hammer dance. Two-stepping with my weapon on me. You good? I'm just checking on me. Fam-a-lam, you don't stand a chance while I got this gun in my pants doing my hammer dance.
Yo, my real name, my rap shit. Fuck with Chase, but the real bank is the mattress. Money ain't new to me, been getting G-stacked since Smooth B took his shorty back from rehab. Nice work with me, but the chrome is extra. Case I'm in the same taxi as the bone collector. Y'all rapping about models, I get hounded by them. Not a killer at all, I'm just surrounded by them.
just a real nigga. Straight from my mother's stomach, ain't enough cloth for all of us to be cut from it. Not decided by who toast led, cause all of us to be angels for Pujols bread. Lot of hostility, hollering is killing me. Screaming over my dead body like it's not a possibility. All my jerseys bullshit, never mind me. But if it's ever problems, niggas know where to find me.
I'm in the club, bottle in hand, doing my two-step. While I got my gun in my pants, call it the
hammer dance.
Bitches dancing on a nigga when they feel the gun. I tell them we